I'd like to underline the context. It is brought, this truth of verse 15 of chapter 4 is brought in the context of growth and progress. We're reminded of Abraham. Abraham was affected by the fact that he saw the glory of God. And the church here on earth is affected by the fact that he sees, as we saw in Hebrews 2, Christ crowned with glory and honor. So that is where we start, and also that is where we move to. In the meantime, there is growth. Abraham made progress in the school of God. And so here we see in connection with the body in Ephesians 4 that God has given gifts, and the functioning of the gifts is for the perfecting or the equipping of the saints. Ephesians 4 verse 12, for the work of the ministry. So as long as we are here, there is a need for growth, for progress, until we arrive. And so there you see the collective result, until we arrive all to the unity of the faith. So this is the objective that God has, that Christ would be all and in all. And so it is a matter of response, it's a matter of growth, and it is connected with full knowledge, as verse 13 says also, the full knowledge of the Son of God, and then to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So this is a wonderful picture that God has in mind, this completeness, this fullness, this perfection, and that is now where we enter. It is from our side still growing. The ultimate plan that God has, verse 13, now for the time being, we have to grow in that. Speaking the truth in love, verse 15, and then that we may grow up. You see, that is the immediate context. God wants us to grow. Each one of us. Those who are older, those who are younger, everyone. And this in all respects, in all things. And then this growing is connected with Him. That's why I said to the head. We are attracted to Him. We derive everything from Him. And so it's a two-way street, as it were. In verse 16, we see what comes from Him. He is the head that directs everything. Everything is held together by Him. Everything functions under His control. And so there is no independency. It is all harmony. Everything works together. There is interdependency. There is dependence upon the Lord. And we rely on each other also. There's a working together. It's a wonderful picture that God has here for the church. And that is in view of maturity. But the relationship as such, of course, between the head and the members, that's a concept that will go on forever. When we will be in the glory, we don't need this kind of growth anymore. But the relationship we will enjoy forever and ever.
I think we need to emphasize in verse 16, so that all may profit, that he is using the illustration of a human body to describe what the church of God is. It is a human body. The head is in heaven, and the members are on earth. And this body is growing. Growing, growing. Just like we would eat food and we have a child, we feed and the child grows bigger and bigger. And it is speaking about the, as our brother said, the interdependency, but I want to just look at it a little carefully, more carefully here. Verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by or through that which every joint supplies. And so we have arms, legs, ligaments, tendons, flesh, bones, and it is being supplied according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body, that's growth, unto the edifying of itself in love. And so this body is being nourished. It's growing, and it is from the head. Notice verse 9. Now, he that ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. You might say the valleys. Christ came from the heights, and he descended to the very lowest part. Not inside the earth. The idea is not under the earth. The idea here is that the Lord Jesus took a lowly place. He came to the lowest part of this world in his descension. He that descended is the same also that ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things, and he will fill all things in the coming day. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, not the ministry, but ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And so there is this interdependence. The risen head gave gifts to men, and these are individuals, these are men who are teachers, evangelists, who are teaching and instructing and helping the saints to grow in the things of God. Who did it? The risen Christ, the head of his own body, the church. And the reason, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, infants, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. You know, the idea that there's this teaching or that teaching. There are all kinds of doctrines today that would disturb the saints. Well, it's for those who have the ability to teach, to do so, and to edify, so that the saints are not disturbed and not tossed to and fro with every wind and wave of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love. So the assembly needs to be self-sustaining, and the head has provided all that we need.